Come and see, said Philip to Nathanael. Well, what exactly is it that we are to see? Earlier in the passage, the Baptist had made a confession concerning what he had seen. I saw a dove come down upon this man, and I witnessed what I had heard from the Father, that this man is the Christ, the Son of God, and indeed the Paschal Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. That is what you are to see. And when John repeats that confession, behold, look, right? Open your eyes, look, see, this is the Lamb of God. Two disciples turn from John and follow Jesus. And the narrative continues. Jesus turns around and sees them and asks, what do you seek? Do you seek what you see? Do you seek what John saw? The Lamb of God, the Son of the Father, and the Paschal Lamb destined to die for sin. For yes, Jesus' words, Jesus' interrogative, what do you seek, has to do with, do you seek that man? Right? Do you seek Jesus? Yes, that means that. But there's more to it as the gospel unfolds. There's much more to it. The question also is this, do you seek to become what he is? Do you seek to share in his destiny as the spirit bearer, as a child of God, and to live in the paschal reality of the forgiveness of sins and eternal life? Do you seek that? For when the question is asked, do you seek Jesus, sub auditor, you are to hear underneath that the question, do you seek to be as he is? And to be as he is because a disciple of his, bound to him, not by some external constraint where we imitate him as example, but as he is by an intimate union of what we heard in the lesson called One Spirit, the spirit of his baptism. Unless you are begotten from above, you cannot, see the kingdom of God. And as John's gospel unfolds that kingdom, the crucified one is the kingdom of God. Are you a king? Later on, Greeks come during the time of the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. And there's Philip and Andrew, and they meet the Greeks, and the Greeks say, we would, see Jesus, right? We would see Jesus. And it's not that they're saying, hey, we learned a lot about him. We'd kind of like to shake his hand. No, they want to see him. See him as he is in the fullness of his purpose. And so immediately Jesus begins to talk about his hour. Now my hour, right? Now my hour has come, because there are these Greeks who want to see me, right? And if they want to see me, well, I had better show them me. And so it is that he goes to the cross and manifests himself for people to see who he is as Son, as Christ, and as Paschal Lamb. And then There's this interesting ending to the story. You know, the one of Thomas, who all of you think was a doubter, but who wasn't. He was rather the one who really got it right. Unless I, what? See those wounds, I won't believe. Well, why should he? For the whole object of faith is the one who is crucified, the Paschal Lamb, the Son of God, the Christ giver, the Spirit giver, because the Christ. The object of faith is the crucified Jesus who comes that we might see him. And that seeing him, we might say, I see him and I want to be as he is. Give me that faith, O Lord, that I want to be as he is, become as he is. And it is on the eighth day that Thomas sees him, touches those wounds, and in touching those wounds, quite visible to the eye of Thomas, he says, the confession of faith, my Lord, my God, my Lord and my God is that man crucified for me. And that's why we have crucifixes. So we can see the image of God. And so it will be that in a moment we will all approach the place of Calvary. And you will hear the words of the Savior, this is my body, this is my blood. And then, although we won't do it here because of time, I'm told, but in a liturgy such as it should be, we would sing the Nunc Dimittis. Mine eyes, what? Have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. What we will see, yes, with your eyes, and what we will take into our mouth is none other than that Jesus, washed with water in Jordan, followed by Andrew and an unnamed disciple, whom the Greeks wanted to see and who Thomas saw and whom he touched, as will our tongues. What do you seek? I say, we seek what we will receive. We seek the body and we seek the blood of the crucified God, so that we may be crucified to our sinful flesh, so that we may put on, eat, drink, in fact, the purified body of our Savior. What do we seek? His body and blood. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.